Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
May I very, very quickly just get this off my chest right at the beginning, because I made a terrible mistake before coming into the studio today. I watched the Today Show, and can I just say...
That's been an ongoing mistake in your life for years.
It has, but I mean now, because I don't watch it regularly, when I do watch it, it just lights my candle. First of all, if I see Jeff Rosin on camera, the hair on the back of my neck stands up and I want to go away. Mm-hmm. If you marry Jeff Rosin to a false alarm of a missile attack in Hawaii, the hairs are... You could cut glass with those hairs on the back of my neck. But let me just say, all right, and this is for every neighbor that I've seen, when the major story on the Today Show was the weird guy with the Dutch boy haircut that kept his family prisoner and had kids chained to a bed and starved to death. They weren't starved to death, thank God. They didn't die. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But with the Dutch boy haircut, and they said, and this guy comes out and he's got Emo Phillips hair, and someone says they appeared to be a perfectly normal family. No, you can look. Yeah. If I had a neighbor that looked like that, and then immediately cut to the neighbor who says, we had no idea anything. Yeah, because you don't pay attention to your neighbors.
Right.
And no one in America pays attention to their neighbors anymore. But you found that camera, fat ass. You found that camera in your neighborhood and got to talk on the TV and the magic box. And I know you, lady, that you're sitting there with your husband and probably your kids. You go, is it on yet? It's going to be on. It's going to be on. It's going to be on Tuesday morning. It's going to be
call
on Tuesday
Sally
morning.
Call Sally and tell her yeah, we'll be Sally. On it at I was, Tuesday.
I was interviewed by the Today Show. It's going to be on right now. But the fact is, we don't really know our neighbors like we used to. When I grew up in a small town, we knew the Kellys and the Rams and the McCabes and the Twachtmans.
Chad Ram.
And then Chad Ram. And then the weird guy up the hill, Mr. Mazzocchi, who was, just don't go near him. That was the thing. That's me reciting every one of my neighbors next door and maybe two or three doors over. That doesn't exist anymore in America. So when you have this shock, which is a routine for a horrible story about children being held captive in their own home by their weird parents, one of whom was smiling for the mugshot, that's a tell. Okay, if you ever see a lady smiling for a mugshot, that's a tell. Stop coming on camera and saying, what a shot. You had a shot because you didn't give a rat's ass about your neighbors or anything like that. Well, they were kind of pale when they came out in the backyard. It's just,
Well, they could say the same about us if they knew us in our neighborhood. Same about,
well, maybe you. Yeah. It's just a question of geography now. But the fact is that... be more involved, people. Pay attention to your neighbors. That's what I wanted to say. It just lights my candle when you get people with and the eyebrows are always up around the hairline.
Sure.
We didn't know. It's the same thing when somebody breaks into a car down here in Cocoonville. Suddenly the eyebrows go up to the hairline like, I'm so incredibly shocked that this could happen. No. You don't pay attention, and you don't, we have an updated security, so that's going to happen. It just stuns me. So that's my first. I just decided I would get that out of the way. I'm perfectly content when I get up in the morning, and then I turn on that magic box. And by the way, Hoda was looking very concerned about this family that was chained to the bed, where Savannah just kind of powered through like she does with everything.
Well, because Savannah has three people held captive in her home.
By the way, though, it's the good balance of those two, because I think Hoda brings that to the table, which is Hoda just brings a little humanity to Savannah, and Savannah needs a little humanity. You know, the fact is,
where's Kathy Lee?
She's still doing the show, I think, with Hoda.
Yeah, but she hasn't been on since the big announcement.
Yeah, because we click on and we see what's on, and there's usually someone else sitting in.
Did Kathy Lee get pissy and say, I don't want to come back?
Or she had some vacation front-loaded?
I'm going to burn some vacation.
I can't believe you took her from me.
She'd hate this. By the way, that's the bejeweled fingers of the wealthy women.
I think most people don't know their neighbors.
I guarantee you most people don't know their neighbors. And I'm not, that's not true, though. I do know my neighbors. Down here, I knew my neighbors. And Up in Manassas, I knew my neighbors.
I know most of them enough to say hi. We have a street email list, so we can update people if we need to, which is
pretty decent. You don't need to socialize.
No.
You don't need to like be best buddies, but I think it's not a bad idea to know at least your neighbors on either side of you.
We know
maybe
our
across
neighbors. I mean, Shannon and I do, but we're all in broadcasting. So we're outgoing. We're going to say hi. We're going to ask you what you do for a living.
True.
We're going to notice if you have kids. I mean, that's what we're built for. Most people don't care and walk to their car and
but
go
it's
to work,
okay still
back.
To have neighbors you don't care for. Like
that's
my
true.
Mrs. Kravitz across the street.
I mean, Mike hated his one neighbor to the right of him in Manassas.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't hate that neighbor.
Oh, I mean, you
didn't
said
care
really
for that
not
neighbor.
Nice things about him for a while.
What do you mean for a while? Now you're causing trouble.
Remember?
Now you're causing
that
trouble.
One time?
Yeah. Okay. Are you thinking of the guy that propped bastard. The porch up, the porch roof up with a 2x4 for a while?
That's the guy. Yeah. Because there's on the other side is Richard and Nancy.
And he was they were great.
And the snowblower incident.
I come back to what's that?
The snowblower incident where you know he basically had no manners and didn't even snowblow your
God.
Your
he
path.
Is the Rain Man of scab picking. Is he not?
But he has. But I have to admire his memory.
Yeah.
But with that said, Oscar, I knew him.
That's
I
what
knew
I'm
who
saying.
They were.
You knew him.
I knew him by name. But on the other side were Richard and Nancy, who I actually have come since we moved down here. I actually came back me by myself and drove over to visit with them. Wait, imagine me doing that. Imagine me doing that. Just doing that type
really?
Of activity. Driving up. Carla was doing something with her mom, and Carla had visited the last time she'd been up there. I drove over, knocked on a door unannounced.
The shades opened and you heard the deadbolt close.
wait.
Went in and sat down. And when I left, I said it was one of the best things I ever did.
That's
it was
cool.
So hard. It was hard for me to do it because it's just not, you know, I don't have that chip. But when I did it, I was very, very happy. And that's cool. But getting back to it, looking at this house that I saw on the Today Show,
House
Carney
Horse.
Show. It was very similar to a neighborhood I live in here. It was very small house, kind of a stucco type house with with the Spanish tile on the roof and stuff. And you saw that, and I said, you know, it's just a question. How could anyone be next to this guy? And if you see a picture, can you bring up a picture of the guy, the mugshot of the guy? How could you be next to a guy with this haircut and think that there was anything normal about this particular individual? And so when I see the neighbors who once again found the television camera that got them out of their house, they got excited to go be interviewed, but they never got excited enough to maybe knock on a door or look in a window
there is,
to
Oscar.
See what was going on.
I mean,
okay, you're next to that guy, Oscar. Ask you, you're next to that guy. Do you say, oh, yeah, no problem?
Oh, I know. The reason I'm not giving him a hard time is I'm thinking there's got to be a way I've got to get in her pants.
Yeah, right.
The wife is looking
smiling.
Good, too.
She's smiling.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Some people,
really pervy.
Some people smile for mugshots when they've
right
been drinking.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotta get in her pants. Gross.
Oh, God. Ugh. So it's just to me, I would say, first of all, I don't know whether that's a wig. If it's not a wig,
it
it's the worst
like
haircut I've ever seen.
It looks like from the set of Kingpin. Do you remember that?
Yes! Beautiful! Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. Looks like Randy Quaid in Kingpin.
I would and stay it, away.
It's just, and you know, meanwhile, you've got thermonuclear war on the island of Hawaii, and you say to yourself, the series of islands, I should say, the state of Hawaii. you have a missile warning because one guy with a pocket protector hit the wrong button, and who are you going to kick that over to? Oh, let's give it to Jeff Rawson, the guy that was showing me a week ago to put a towel over the windshield of my car to keep the snow off it. I mean, for Christ's sake, what's wrong with the world? So I have to say, Today Show, NBC in general, ramped me up a little bit, all right?
Yeah.
The Today Show in general and Saturday Night Live on Saturday not being funny, both of them just, they
caused
me a great...
Did you watch it live or did you at least DVR it?
I DVR'd it.
Good.
I never watched that show live. That's a commitment that I had in the 1970s that I no longer share with that. It's just, it's pointless. And anyway, that's it. That's all. All I've got.
Do you have a plan of action in case you get that text? I imagine
you mean
Florida,
a missile attack?
Yeah, because in Florida, especially with the missile Cuban crisis, there must be homes.
Yeah, the missile Cuban crisis.
Oh, Cuban, I'm sorry. Cuban missile crisis.
Don't you remember, Mike? It caused a lot of dyslexia.
You get the gist. Castro and such.
Yeah. That was right in your, that was That was right around the pig of Bays.
That's yes. right.
Yeah. And if you want to really get the behind the scenes of communism in Cuba, get Oscar's new book, Castro and Such. Yeah.
There's got to be fallout shelters around your area. There's
not that I would be aware of, because basements aren't really a thing here based on the topography.
And most of them are one foot in the grave anyway.
Why bother?
There is a fallout shelter here in the city. The closest one to us, to this studio, is at the Wells Fargo Bank underneath it, of all places.
Well, you know, being in Washington, D.C. and Ground Zero and such, it's a scary time.
What do you
have? By the way, how about that reporter that got into that shelter, into that command center, missile command center in Hawaii, like two days before it happened? And you know what the tell was?
What?
Here was the tell. Go look at that piece that he did when he went into the missile command center in Hawaii. You know what you saw?
What?
You saw information scotch taped on the walls.
Also,
the first thing I did when I took over my restaurant, and that ended up being a failed restaurant, but the first thing I took down were scotch tape. If you go into any kind of business and you see things taped, I'll even tolerate a bulletin board with thumbtacks.
Yes.
Before, but if you see things scotch taped, you are in the land of lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You are in the land of just grab some tape and put it up. Like, the bathrooms are going to be cleaned on Tuesday. Tape it up to the wall, lazy.
The guy who gave the tour said, "Do you want to see the show?" to the reporter.
Yes,
the show.
And as soon as he said,
"Super idiot,"
as he said the show, I'm like, "Well, you're alerting a population of thermonuclear attack, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
That's not the show. And if you're taking it lightly, I'm not shocked that a text went out, and 40 minutes later, you guys are at lunch and or breakfast and realize, oh." Oh, my bad. We got to figure out how to get it back.
My bad. I mean, don't you think the
retraction should have been a little faster than getting the message out?
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, that was the whole issue was not only the mistake itself, but the amount of time it took to actually fix the problem.
They didn't tape up how to do that.
One of my brother-in-laws is a commander in the Navy, and he is on a run, and he gets this text while he's on a run on that Sunday morning, and he races back to his home. His wife, his pregnant wife, and his kids are crying.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to figure out what his command is as being in the Navy.
Is he based in Hawaii?
Yes, he's there.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
Mm. Unbelievable.
He's calling in and they're trying to make sure that they are as safe as possible. This is almost 40 minutes of terror.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, if you're the fat baby over in North Korea, you're kind of digging this. Look what happened. You saw the result of what happened.
Just happened in Japan this morning.
Oh, God. What a crazy world. I mean, sometimes you want to just crawl under your bed and not get up in the morning when you hear about it.
It's like somebody sending a pic by accident, right? Like, you're like, okay, you're the dummy that does that. Nobody should. There should be so many layers of, we're going to send this text out.
I agree.
Before it's sent out. Now,
you send out that bad picture of your anatomy and it ends up on Hawaiian television, you have made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. But the fact is, remember, scotch taped messages all the
I
mean, go look back. If you see this report, they show this command center. Look at the walls. There is more stuff that is tacked, taped, glued, that it's in the what's that thing Don used to be addicted to? What's
the PV-119, the plastic protector.
PV-119 plastic paper protector. It's astonishing that this happened. And, you know, I just say jail time. I just did it. You know, put him in a room with Jeff Rawson. That'd be a worse punishment.
Do you tape things up?
Yeah.
That would be his hard-hitting question.
It's scary. It's very,
and
very scary.
The day after the TV cameras come, they F up.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, if there are 44 kids living in a house and your neighbor has a Dutch boy haircut, knock on the door one day, you know, bring over some cookies and knock on the, and really, in that case, he'd open the door, you'd get the smell, and then you'd call the cops.
Ugh.
That's the way I would look at it.
True.
I mean, it's a weird world that we live in, ladies and gentlemen. But outside of that, we had a 3-day weekend, and as I'm sure you can tell, we're all well rested. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God.
Where have you been?
You scared the daylights out of me.
Answer me, Miriam.
I was out.
Out where?
With a friend.
What friend?
I'm sorry, did something happen?
Do you know what time it is?
It's late.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Don't you wear a watch?
Not with this outfit.
We were worried, Miriam. Worried sick, if you must know.
Your mother vomited.
I did not vomit.
Well, she did something in the bathroom that took a very long time, and she did not come out looking happy.
I'm sorry I was late, but...
But what?
You do know I'm not 16 anymore, don't you?
We thought we did, but then you act like this, sneaking out.
I did not sneak out.
Sneaking in.
I did not sneak in.
You left your baby here alone.
With her grandparents.
And where is your son, anyway?
Shooting craps.
What?
He's with Joel. Shooting craps. I'm kidding. Can we just lighten the mood a little?
No, we cannot. You know the rules of this house. Rule number one, you do not leave your towels on the floor. We'll get back to that, by the way. Rule number two, home by 11.
Are you kidding me?
10 if you keep arguing.
You can't give me a curfew. I'm a 26-year-old woman. I have 2 children.
As long as you're living under this roof, my rules apply.
Mama, this is a tad overdramatic, don't you think?
You could have been dead and dismembered in an alley.
I'm going to bed.
That's it. I've changed my mind. No Jack Parr for you.
What?
Because of your behavior tonight, I'm not buying you a TV. See, there are consequences. Lesson learned. Good. Now go to your room. And if I see those towels on the floor again, you'll be air drying for a month.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
When I watched The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which that clip was from, and if you have not had the pleasure yet, it's not for everybody. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think it's for everybody.
But I will say that if you have always wanted to see an incredible Broadway show with great dialogue and great acting, watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and you won't believe it. And Tony Shalhoub, who was Monk and was in one of my great favorites, Big Night with Stanley Tucci, and I think is one. And Kevin Pollak. And the cast, and is it Rachel Brosnahan, I believe, that's the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. It's so rapid fire. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Sometimes the dialogue is so fast it's overwhelming. But we finished it over the weekend, binging it on Amazon. And I will tell you something. It was so disappointing because I could have gone 12 hours with that show. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, if you get a chance, listen to it. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Are you in need of great talent for your business but short on time?
Time.
You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You don't have to be like those program directors where I would sit in their offices and they would have an entire, like, bag full of tapes that had come in.
Yeah.
And they'd look at them, and if one was handwritten in pen, trash.
Right.
If one was had any scotch tape on it, trash. If you do that. The bottom line is ZipRecruiter can help you now because it's a modern age, and you do not need to waste your time with stacks of resumes. You need smarter tools. ZipRecruiter can help you. No one has done a better job of transforming how you find the right talent than they have. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just a click. Then ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most talented and qualified candidates and invites them to apply. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Vive la différence!
Vive la différence!
It doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you, it finds them. All right? Please. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just a day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. One more time. Try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to higher, yes. I watch a show like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I am inclined to say there are pretty brilliant people out in Hollywood that write and act and direct. And I'm like, what an incredible talent cool and just effort and everything. And you just see it. You're getting it on TV just as much as the movies now. You're getting this kind
maybe
of
even more so. Talent.
Maybe more so. Maybe more so. But I want to speak about movies right out of the gate here because Oscar went to the movies. I went to the movies twice.
Hey!
Once with my bride and once with the whole fan damnly. And I have a few things to tell you because I've thought a lot about the movies. And first of all, I got this recommendation from our intern, Mac. Do we have any interns on campus today?
We have Mr. Dan O'Brien on campus today.
Dan O'Brien. All right, Dan might not be happy about this because I know Dan doesn't feel joy for others. But I just want to throw this out there. All right? On Thursday or Friday's show, I'm not sure which show it was, but it was intern Mac told me that he loved the movie I, Tonya. And he gave me a little review of it, and he's done that. I don't know if you're aware of this. He's done this at least one other time, maybe one more time than that. He likes his movies, and he's good at analyzing movies. And he said, listen, the thing I liked about it is it didn't have a particular point of view. It lets you figure it out, and he thought it was terrific. And I walked out of the movie theater, and I said to my wife, this is like the second time Mac has done this, and he's spot on.
Oh,
and wow. I Tonya was exactly as he had described it. It wasn't any better. It wasn't any worse. It was just his review of that movie was so spot on that I said, you know what we're lacking? What we're lacking on the Mike O'Mara show, we've dabbled with it over the years, but yes, we never do it. We've dabbled with movie reviewers, and I am here to offer our man Mac the job of movie reviews for the Mike O'Mara show, because I think he has an ability. I think he knows, as broken as he is in so many right ways,
he is.
The fact with movies, he kind of knows what he's talking
about.
You want
Mr. No Personality to be a personality?
I think that he is good at it, and I think he will be terrified if he hears this. He doesn't have to do it.
No.
I'm just saying, I think that, you know, I'd be willing to pop for his movie tickets if he would review
but, you know,
movie
he's not,
tickets.
He doesn't have a faultless record. He liked that Japanimation cartoon that I went and saw.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
He loved that, and it was
absolutely I didn't see that.
Horrifying to me. So, I mean, we
now,
have to
now, hold
let's
on.
Be
Pony's
careful.
Pony's offering counterpoint, though.
Well, okay. I think you found one particular thing to be perverted that was a traditional...
I think it was an over-sexualized look at teenagedom in Japan.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, well, then we'll agree to disagree.
You were wrong about that one part. Okay. There were other parts that were very pervy.
See? Okay. Oh, well,
but overall, what did you think of Mac's review? What did you think of Mac's review of the movie?
I think he was a little too enthusiastic about it. I felt like that movie went on a good like 30 minutes too long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Itania?
Right. It was good. Minutes. It was good.
No, not Itania. Itania
is
the one.
Your name was.
The Japanese
by the way,
anime?
Yeah.
Itania is, it was exactly as he said. You kind of figure it out on your own. You walk away. Carl and I had one point of view on it. I had a different
Whose
point of view.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side. I'm not a Tonya Harding fan. I think Tonya
How
Harding
dare
was.
You?
I think Tonya Harding. She's not. Now, let me make this clear. She's not made out to be a sympathetic character. Nobody is.
Right.
And in fact, the good job they do is what a clown college that whole situation was with all these white trash idiots that were just trying to do stuff. It was ridiculous. But the fact is, at the end of the day, I don't think it exonerates Tonya Harding, but it does make you think about this wonderful world we live in where we love to build people up and we love to tear them down. And I thought it was just terrific.
What's Nancy Kerrigan like?
Nancy Kerrigan, not really prominently featured in this movie, believe it or not. Mm. She was, it was
more
really
of a plot
more
point than a character.
It was a lot of first person, where the characters were interviewed and that type of thing. And, it was just, I think here's the point I made to Carla. I said, obviously this woman came up in a really rough situation. Obviously, this woman had a lot going against her with the abusive mom and the father that wasn't home and kind of the rough, hard scrabble existence she had. But history is just loaded with people that came up with terrible backgrounds and horrible ways of growing up that rose above it and became and really just got past it. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it, look, figure it out on your own, but it was a good movie and
you
I loved his
funny?
Review.
What's yeah. funny is Carrie went yesterday with a friend of hers because it was exciting for her to get out of the house. And when she came back, she was so over the top and she said exactly what you said. It allows you to make up your own mind.
Which is great. And you more know, movies and, ought to do it.
Because you see, Carrie is, she mostly watches judge shows and they mm-hmm. tell you exactly how to make up your mind.
They tell you who the bad person is.
And she was so into this movie that she wants to go see it again and she doesn't go
again?
To the movie. Yeah, she wants to go see it again.
Well, so this is our little movie. Little this is our little movie corner because Oscar Santana went to the cinema over the weekend and another Oscar falls into the category of another individual whose opinion on movies I value because he's given me some great recommendations in the past and you know and I've given him some and we both hit and miss, but by and large Oscar's given me more good recos than I have. What did you go see over the weekend?
I went to see The Post with my parents. Classic mom and dad movie.
Well, they were there. They were in the day, man.
The reason I did not go see that is that I believe that in my day-to-day existence, I am inundated with, you know, looking back and seeing a dishonest administration and media battling with it. I think we've got that in real life, and I think I've got enough of it real. That's really
that
the reason I didn't
want
to go.
Does it make it a little more pertinent nowadays because we're facing some of the stuff?
It's 100% just not fun. Yes. Just not something I wanted to, you know, use my leisure hours.
I understand.
Yeah, how'd you like The Post?
I didn't live it. I wasn't there like you guys. So when...
Yeah, remember you and me, Mike, when we were following Bernstein around?
Oh, it was amazing.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, it has nothing to do with Bernstein. It's the Eisenhower years. So, and Nixon, right? And Kennedy. And how they all lied to us about
Well, it's the whole
Vietnam.
It's all about from 1964 or 1960, the whole Vietnam experience. It's really it's the Pentagon Papers,
right? It's the Pentagon Papers, and who knew they were around until
Daniel
I saw this
Ellsberg
movie?
Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers. That's the story. This is not Watergate.
Not Watergate.
This is not Nixon.
This is
everybody's going to think that. They're going to all
Bunch
think
of
the
rubes.
Post. Yeah. And
Bernstein was there. He was getting coffee.
Bernstein had nothing to do with it. This was pre-Bernstein.
This is
Bernstein.
The TV. This is the reason why we're
Look at
here.
You. He didn't even care that he screwed that
no,
up.
He
didn't
care.
He
says,
la, la, la.
History,
you didn't even know. You don't know. You,
think,
you automatically heard The Post and you assumed it was Watergate, right?
Hey, that was a big story. It was in all the papers.
It was on all the papers.
It was. Front page in many instances.
Maybe that's why the movie is called named after a paper.
That's right. They didn't call it the Tribune.
Post.
No, that's all a right. sequel, perhaps.
Rube. You're the Rube. All right. Anyway.
Rube Spielberg. That's Rube with two B's.
Well, you know. Some might say, how can it miss? Catherine Graham is Meryl Streep and Ben Bradley is Tom. Is Ben Bradley Tom Hanks? Is that
Yes, he is. Yes,
okay,
he is.
And how could it miss?
Well,
is it good?
And also, well... if you didn't live it, you don't know about it. And Rob is right. I wasn't expecting this storyline. I didn't know that the Washington Times and the Washington Post both went to the Supreme Court along with all these other papers really to expose an administration that had an administration's plural that had lied to the American people.
Right.
And as I sat there, it's not just a story I think that really opens your eyes up to how important the free press is, but it's also a story about a family and a woman, really, Catherine Graham, Meryl Streep, fighting to keep this heritage paper, who now is owned by Jeff Bezos of Amazon, alive, and what really made the paper, and if it was more about readership than the dollars, and what dollars represented even back then to a newspaper and taking
so
the
you
newspaper
liked
public.
It?
I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
And
okay.
I walked
well, it's
out
getting
of,
great reviews.
And on a Monday night, I walked out of there. The last thing I wanted to do was drive to Olney and take my parents to the movies, right?
Right.
But since you know, I'm part of the Latin mob, I did. And
you're a good boy taking your mommy and daddy
nice
to the
fella.
Movies.
Sure.
And they're getting older, and I got to drop them off at the front, and then I got to park the car, and then I got
to
come.
Well, then you have to make
them.
The decision of whether or not you're going to come back for them.
And, no, and then I.
Where was your lovely bride while all this was
teaching
going
yoga, slaying the dragon?
Oh, nice.
Right?
Okay.
So,
good. Very nice.
But it is. I told Shannon when I got home. I said, you know, they want to go to the movies every Monday night. If I can make it, I'll make it happen because. It really, my parents are becoming the parents where I bundle them up, make sure they got all their coats and jackets, and then shit like the Emperor Penguins, shimmy them to the car.
Like the kids in A Christmas Story.
Yeah, my dad's home still home. While? Yes.
Oh, wow.
And
See, he's getting older. He's coming back to the nest.
You can't chase that Quim down in South America when you're like 80.
I bet he could find a way.
That's all alleged. But it's funny.
Might want to hit that alarm for Quim.
It is funny to, as I get older, they get older, to feel now that we get there. I bought the tickets. I drop them off at the front.
Did you do it online?
I parked the car. My dad's like, go get the tickets. No, it's on my phone, Dad. We go down the escalator. We're in Rockville. And then I take them to their assigned seats because I don't want to, you're going to stand forever in this popcorn line. So I sit them down. I said, you guys stay here. I'll be back.
What
with
a good son. Right? Isn't he a good son?
Sit in seat B, siete. B, siete.
Siete y seis, and don't move. But I really felt for the very first time, this is what they say as you get older, you have to take care of your parents.
That's the way it rolls.
But they had a blast and they enjoyed it. And it's very, if you know anything about this story, it really highlights how even at that time, women were not given a seat at the table. And the only reason Katharine Graham was given a seat at the table is because her family owned the paper.
That's it.
How she, at some points, and you'll notice, won't be able even be able to speak her side of the story. She'll have a proxy, and that proxy is just saying,
as a man,
it's just saying what she said in a meeting beforehand because she knew they wouldn't listen to her. It's amazing. Absolutely flabbergasting.
Were great ideas that she had. Of course. And that's how she. That's amazing. I'd like to. That alone would get me into the theater.
Question for you: recently watched All the President's Men.
Yes.
Within the year, I think.
Yes.
And
for the very first time.
And that has Ben Bradley, Jason Robards. Now that is one of the greatest roles I think ever. I can't imagine Ben Bradley without thinking of Jason Robards. Is Tom Hanks even approached that?
I would say yes.
Really.
I really thought Ben Bradley, Jason Robards was incredible as Ben Bradley. I thought that was just and that's not lost on Tom Hanks either.
That's got to be tough.
You know, I mean, how was Tom Hanks in the movie?
Just a ball breaker, and it's the character you see in All the President's Men, but in Tom Hanks,
he's not playing it like he did in Bachelor Party.
No, but he also doesn't look like Tom Hanks anymore, which is great for me. Where I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay. You're not in. We're not Castaway. The post isn't the Castaway.
Well, now he looks just like Bill O'Reilly.
But he might.
Well, we have to remember that the free press is very, very important, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I think we learned probably even this past weekend that it doesn't matter who accounts for what. The fact is, people lie, and people in government lie more than anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. I still think that's such a nasty sound, isn't it? Nice, nasty audio quality for that, isn't it?
It's a great, great score. I do remember the text you sent me this weekend, Mike, and I appreciate it. You said, Rob, democracy dies in darkness.
It does. This is the score, one of the great scores of all time, All the President's Men. It's really, really terrific. And this is as they are discovering that there is a list of people on CREEP, the Committee to Reelect the President, that are all tied into the Watergate bracket and actually funneled money into the hands of all these dirty deed doers.
I hate dirty deed doers.
Oscar got to the theater at approximately 6:45 for a 7 o'clock show. He led his mom and dad into the Rockville theaters, down the escalator, up the escalator, down the right hallway, and into their seats. Besiete. I'm sorry. Anyway, we have to. That's it. We have to break, gentlemen.
We must break.
We will come back with. So Mac, if you want to review movies, I think that might be a neat idea. Good movies out there right now. Lots of movie. Good time for it right before the Oscars.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
A reading from the Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, You can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous. Be selfless. Be a giver. The future of our show depends on it. Forever and ever.
I love that. That is awesome.
Oh, my God. I love that guy's voice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's a great time to make a new start, like buying a new home or refinancing. Home values have gone up. That means that you can refinance to pay off other debt, making it tax deductible, or refi to eliminate PMI.
Yeah.
Private mortgage insurance. Is that what it is? Yeah,
it is mortgage insurance.
Get that out of your way.
Why are you looking at Oscar about it?
I just looked over to Oscar.
You wrote it.
I know, but he was going to say something. I didn't want to interrupt him.
I had somebody do that, too. What do you think?
You did, and then you moved.
Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through. I never looked at you. Anyway, Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. They know how to help. It's likely that the Fed will raise the rates 3 times this year.
Really?
Yeah. That's scary. Mm-hmm. 3 times, so you need to get locked in before those rates go way up. Cornerstone First Financial can lock in your rate before it's too late. And with the spring housing market already heating up, you can call Cornerstone First Financial to get pre-approved before you meet with a realtor. We know these guys. They're our friends. And soon, they will be yours, too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right and do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. I am super handyman.
You said this in the pre-show, and this is so, you know, we've talked for many years, and you've never, ever painted yourself as a super handyman.
I'm so proud.
So proud?
So proud. Here's the reality, all right? The reality is that as you stare at middle age, late middle age, old age, as you're a late middle age,
Mike, middle-aged. You're a middle-aged man. That's what
middle-aged
you are.
Middle-aged man. I have made an effort to cut costs down here in West South Florida, and I have made an effort to do more for myself, mm-hmm. because the fact is there are simple tasks, and I have been motivated by the YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know what? There's a lot of stuff that if you're, you know, simple crap that you want to figure out how to do on your own, you can do it. Now, here's the thing. Over the years, I had, way back when, I had a bunch of really, really nice watches. All right. I ended up when the writing was on the wall and after I got laid off from CBS, I unloaded the really expensive watches. But I've always liked watches and every couple of years, I'll pick up a watch.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. I think the best quality watches that I have now are Swiss Army watches, the Victorinox label.
Very
I
nice.
Love those.
Mm-hmm.
I got this, I think it's called Tracer watch. I've got my movement watches from our client.
MVMT.
MVMT. I've got a bunch of watches, and you know, most guys when they get to be a little older, they get some watches, and then there's some guys that just buy the one big expensive watch and they keep that or something. And some people don't give a rat's ass about watches, but I've
Who's
got a
wearing
bunch of
a watch today.
I am.
Not me.
You don't wear a watch?
No, because everywhere I sit all throughout the day, I have a clock in front of me.
Okay.
He's sitting most of the day. That is key.
Do you own a watch?
I'd have several watches, yeah. Okay. I have 3 wristwatches and a pocket watch.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Mike, are you okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm fine. I don't wear a watch.
I just think about you sometimes. Your world. I don't know. I don't know why that's odd to me. So you don't wear a watch ever, like you know, when you're in the car or anything like that?
Well, no, I have a clock in my car and a phone.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Most people have phones, but I'll
Pony,
say
Pony, do you have a watch?
Yeah, it's a smartwatch, yeah. though. Does that really okay. count?
Yeah, it counts.
Okay. It's a watch on your wrist. Yeah. Dan O'Brien, do you have a watch?
What's that?
No, I can't afford one.
He can't afford one. Can't afford one.
Very nice. Yeah. So here's the thing. Carla, a few years back, buys me this this watch case that's got the little pad in it where you put your wristwatches on, and it's a place to store watches instead of putting them in a box and letting them all rattle around.
Like a mail jewelry box. Yeah.
It's like a mail jewelry box, and it's got little pads, and you put the wristwatches in there. And so I'm wearing this watch, and I said, we're going out. I said, you know what? I don't like this watch, because my Trazer watch is has the face that's super illuminated. It's a police watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you can really, really see it at night.
It's all the
and also big,
what time it is.
Big characters on it, too.
But it's really, really banged up, because I wear it all the time. It's got chips on it. So we're going out. This was a while back, and we were going out, and I said, I'm going to put a nicer watch on, and I'll put one of my little Swiss Army Victorinox fancier ones that's on there. And I know you're thinking maybe that's not a super fancy. Well, it's what I have, and that's and it looks nice. And I go in, and all the watches that I have are kaput, dead in the water, right? So I go and I get two or three of these watches, and I go to the little watch repair shop, and I have new batteries put on, and they're working. Well, then the same thing happens. I'm such a rube that I had to go two go rounds before I realize, when you're wearing a watch and you put it in the case and you leave it on, it's going to just burn the battery when you're not using it.
True.
And so, but the fact is, I'm too stupid to realize that. But then again, one learns something every day, and you realize that this is not the way to do it. And I said, okay, it's going to cost me like $25 a watch to get these batteries done, and I'm not going to spend $75 to get three watches. So I said, you know what? I bet I could do this myself. And I take to the YouTube.
Oh.
And I take to the YouTube, and over the weekend, it came in, my $19 watch repair zip-up kit. And I am here to tell you that yesterday I got the special tool that removes the back of the watch. I went out to Batteries Plus, because that was the only place I could find the simple watch battery. And I acquired that for $5. And
what
does
the removal tool look like? Is it like a pliers, or is it like a pop-off thing? Or
it's hard to describe it. It is kind of like a socket wrench with a little triangular head on it, and it has an adjustment for the two little bezel, the two little nipples at the top and one little nipple at the bottom. And then you take it's a socket wrench. You take the little sockets and you put in the different sized little thingies to open the back of the watch. Some can be round, some can be square, some can be V-shaped. So that's the way. Yes, think Oscar of, Santana.
Excuse me. Think of less phlegm in your throat.
How was your weekend? You dropped your parents off from the movie, did you go and like stay out till 7 a.m. at a bar or something?
Straight to
like
the Green Turtle, got hammered, and then,
and then bought a throat repair kit.
At least he's being honest. Yeah, happy
So, think if you're thinking of that little kit, right?
Right.
Because when I go to the watch repair guy, he's never showing me what he's doing. It's like he goes back.
Well, of course not. He doesn't want to spoil the magic.
It's like black magic, right? When you saw the kit come in.
Oh, I was a mess, because the kit did not have any manual with it whatsoever.
Oh, just tools.
And that is when I said, I am screwed. I do not know what this crap is. And I took to YouTube once again. And because really, when the kit arrived, I said, oh, you've done it again. You spent $19 on something you didn't need to spend any money on, and you blew it. You blew it. You had a chance to do something, and you blew it. You blew it. So I got the last
one in there, because that's my favorite one.
That's the De Niro line right there. So I go to YouTube, and there it is. An explanation. First of all, as anyone who has ever tried to do a household project of any kind via YouTube, you have to weed out the douches that love the sounds of their own voices, okay? Let me give you an example, all right? The guy that I weeded out was the guy saying, okay, today I'm going to tell you how to use the tools in the case. Now, you'll notice this case is a very nice nylon case. It's got a zipper on it, and it's got a little strap here. I like the fact that you can carry it where you... And I'm out. You are such a bloviator, you're doing that. But by the time I got to the right guy, you know, describing the case, I sat there and I realized that it had the wrench to get the back off.
Right.
It also had a little device where you seat your watch in upside down and you screw it in so it doesn't move.
Oh, like a mini vise.
And then it was onto the YouTube video of how to remove the watch. A very delicate process. You've got all the mechanisms. Not really that difficult. But and of course, overthought for most of these guys doing it. I'm just going to pry the goddamn thing out of there. And I broke a little piece of plastic off that probably shouldn't have been broken off, but it didn't seem to affect the watch.
Shouldn't
movement.
Have been there in the first place then.
Took the battery out. The tiny, teeny little watch battery, so small to the naked eye, very difficult to see the writing on that. But it was a 373, if you're counting at home.
That's a 373.
That's the good one. That's the real good one. Yeah. So what I did, Robbie, is I got your 373. Your Energizer 373, which is your standard little watch battery that we had there. And it was off to the hardware store. And when I got to the hardware store, there was a man squatting that worked at the store in front of the batteries, obviously stocking the shelves
Perfect.
With little batteries. And then in back of him was a lady.
Oh, a with bejeweled lady.
Now, one thing you learn down here is I know that I certainly can't walk up and speak to him while he's dealing with the bejeweled lady because she's entitled to everything. not with his attention, but in the world.
Where?
She is entitled in the world. She is the only person. This is, I know this for a fact. And I looked at her and I said, oh, I'm not going to interrupt while you're doing this because I know I have it on good authority that you, my dear, are the most important woman in the world because you told me by your very existence that I would. But anyway, they don't have it. So I said to him, and he made me have a rude moment where I said, by the way, do you know where I can pick up one of these watches? He said, Batteries Plus. I said, Batteries Plus, is there one of those anywhere near? He said, you can Google it.
Oh boy. That's nice.
And you know why he said that? Because he was dealing with Bejeweled Lady. There you go. Bejeweled
I bet she lady. Doesn't do a lot of Googling, not with all those diamonds on her typing
no,
fingers.
No. And so he said, I call Batteries Plus, which is just up the road about 6 miles. And I said, do you have any 373 watch batteries? He said, oh, not on the shelf in front. Let me look in the back. He said, I have one left. I said, I'll be right there. There we go. So I'm in the car and I zip right up there and I got my battery, got it back home.
Screaming, 373!
I'm the one that wanted the 373 battery watch! The 373! Do you have the 373? I must do this project just to show that I have value as a human being!
I realize that living in different areas of the country,
yeah.
that people think that just up the street is different than just up the street. Just up the street in D.C. is like... mile, 2 miles.
Yeah.
Just up the street in Florida, six miles.
Yeah. Six miles was an easy drive.
Yeah.
And it was rush hour. So, yes. I mean, it was an easy drive in rush hour. And I zipped up there, got my battery, took it back. And then the process began of putting the little nipples inside the wrench to make sure it's right. And then seating the thing the right way. And by the way, there's a very detailed process on how to do it. I don't pay attention to that.
Sure.
I just kind of wedge it down in there. And then the feeling of the watch back releasing. Oh, God.
Was it the best release of the week?
Oh, that release was incredible.
Sweet
and
release.
It comes up, and then I just unscrew the thing, and there it is. And by the way, inside the back of the watch is like this pen, handwritten, like some watchmaker like signed it or something like that, where it was like his little thing that he had there. What are you rolling your eyes for? What are you rolling your eyes for?
I'm not sure that it was like a grand old watchmaker in the Swiss Alps.
But there was something there it was nasty. It was like
Shenzhen.
Handwriting.
Said, don't forget the 373.
It was, and I popped it out,
Mike.
And my custom watch. Okay, I know I got it online. But anyway, so I popped it back over, and so they say, put the battery in and then take a peek, and I pick, and then tick, 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 tick,
wow.
tick, and I looked at Carla, and I said, Carla, it's working! Look! and so now it's just a... And then, by the way, I'm not wearing that watch now. I put it in the case, and when I took it and put it in the case, I popped out the little...
The stem.
I popped out the little stem to stop the action so that the battery will be safe. And I'm going to do that to a couple other watches this week.
That's very cool.
And
now, I have
done.
A question. Your
Isn't
persona.
That great? Isn't amazing. This a great podcast?
The persona that precedes you is not one of a patient man or a delicate man.
No,
and
I'm not
you
delicate
have, you
or
have
patient.
Many, many great qualities, but I would
right.
say that patience and delicacy are not
right.
among them.
Mm-hmm.
Did the feeling of the tick, tick, tick when that watch sprang to life?
Yes.
Did that offset the tension that I know you had to be feeling while
yes.
you were doing that?
It was a triumph. It was
yes.
a triumph. And by the way, to combat that lack of patience and lack of delicacy, when I'm doing this, I use my olden time watchmaker's voice.
Oh, and how does that
really?
go?
Well, Carla, perhaps we could eat dinner after I complete the watch project. Little Michael watched your father, the watchmaker. Look at him with the intricate tweezers, removing the little thing he got from his watchmaking kit. Yes, and the trip up to Batteries Plus, where he got the 373, popped it into the back of the watch, and that's wunderbar. Yes, sirree. Tick tock, tick tock. That's it. I'm happy.
Does
I'm
the watchmaker ever have a piece of apple pie with a little cheddar cheese?
No.
With just a tiny bit of cheddar cheese.
We're going to take a break. Yes, that's right, Rob. It was Max von Sydow. Yes.
There you are. Thank you. Your watch is done. You may pick up your watch at O'Mara's residence. Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Take a break. This is a stupid show. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It is me, Tony Perkins.
Hi, I used to be Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Donnie Simpson.
Hey, hey, hey. What up,
hey.
What up? Fajizzle, fajizzle.
His radio partner.
Baby. Cool, cool. That, cool works. I know that's good.
Cool still cool works.
Good. Cool.
And
cool
I guess works. Fajizzle still works. So.
I don't know. Hey, limited shelf life on that.
Donnie is
you're
here.
Like it at the White House.
The whole show. It is great, great fun. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony for Shizzle app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike. We'll talk about him in a minute. Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I love magazines. They have the best content, the best entertainment. Magazines, though, I'm sure you're aware of this, are expensive. They're bulky. They're inconvenient.
Yes.
If you crave magazines, all you need is Texture. We've been telling you about this, and thank you for sharing with me that you're enjoying the Texture app. You get the whole magazine right on your smart device, plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles, Vanity Fair, Sports Illustrated, Maxim, Wired, and my personal favorite, 17! Right now, you can try Texture for free. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture on your phone or tablet, you'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. And try Texture. That's texture.com/TMOS. Tony Perkins.
Yes.
When did you know this?
Last year.
Did you know this was happening?
Last year.
What, yeah. That he was going to go to do the show with Donnie?
Yes. It was. I think.
Well,
it was,
thanks for telling me about it. I didn't know anything about that.
In all the papers.
Yeah, it was all the trades, Mike.
I did. When was it in the trades?
Right before the new year.
Yeah, it was
in that big announcement. It was pretty. Really?
Today is his first day. As a matter of fact,
today is actually his first day. He's absolutely right.
Magic 102.3.
So is he going to be doing
his podcast? Yeah, he still does. It doesn't affect us.
And he does two days a week on Channel 5.
You mean I don't have to do it? I know he does 2 days. I know the story now.
Okay.
Now I'm aware of it. It just seems to me that is he going to be are we going to have to do an intervention with Gary Stein or something like that? Because
Gary's handling it rather well. Listen to this week's podcast.
Is he freaked by it? Is Gary freaked by it?
I think he's concerned.
Let me give you a background. All right.
Yeah.
Tony Perkins came to me.
Yeah,
to say he wanted to do this type of activity.
Yes.
Tony started doing the podcast because Tony's first love is radio.
It's radio, yeah.
And Tony wanted to do a radio show, and now Tony's doing a regular afternoon drive with Donnie, and Donnie, who's also a friend of mine, and he is doing this afternoon drive radio show on WHUR with Donnie. Is it HUR?
Magic 102.3.
Magic
102.3. And he's doing that with Donnie. And so Tony's kind of back in the radio game and off the anchor desk Monday through Friday. And now he's anchoring on the weekend.
Saturday mornings.
Right.
Yes.
So, let me tell you how much he loves radio. He's working 7 days a week at my age, which, that's how much he loves it. But I always thought that I have not heard what the show's going to be like or what's going to happen. So has anybody had a conversation with Tony about what's going on
Tony,
with this world?
I've seen Tony multiple times since then, just because I'm here at the Village. And he said that he couldn't, like, This is something he's been pursuing for some time, an opportunity back in broadcasting.
I can't tell you everything about Tony, but I know probably more than most people how much he loves and wants
and radio,
to do what
right?
he's doing, and I'm happy for him.
He
I think
didn't
it's going to be great.
Think, and I can't, I'm not speaking out of school to say that he didn't ever think he had a chance to do both or to essentially continue a pretty prime presence on Fox 5.
Yeah.
And also do an afternoon radio show, but they've been a team before, so for them to work together again, it's
Donnie. He sounds positively giddy when he talks
back
about
when
it.
Back when we were at American University, Tony Perkins became Donnie Simpson's first producer, one of his first producers. So Donnie's been in the game a long time. And the
Could
fact
it be
is
they
that,
said on today's show that it's been 25 years since they've worked together?
Probably.
Sounds about
something
right,
like that.
But that's a
Let
long
time. Let me tell
time.
You, though. I don't read our trade publication in town because when I do, I inevitably look at the front page and then I go to the mailbag. I do it once every couple of months now. Mm-hmm. And when I went there, of course, I see in the mailbag, Mike O'Mara, be a team player. Why is your wife going to Jimmy's? Hashtag grow a set. I swear to God, I brought Carl in to look at this. I said, look at after all these years, and I don't look at this publication anymore. And there we are. They're slamming me.
They still hate you.
They're saying nobody wants that. That nobody on my team wants my wife to
Jimmy's.
It's like what?
Who let the cat out of the bag, Oscar?
It's
well,
DC.
Remember we wanted all bros.
That's right. No hoes.
It's DC Insider.
Ding yourself.
That was simply a couplet for rhyming sake.
DC Insider from DCR TV writes that. And I am, I truly, you hear DJ say, hey, anytime they write about you, it's a good thing. And it's always a lie.
Yes.
In this particular circumstance, I was thrilled that they're still thinking about me and someone is not only paying attention. Carla, on the other hand, was not happy with the post at all.
Well, she probably didn't know that there was an all bros, no you know what,
exactly.
And then now she's going.
This guy makes it sound like people should know that at Jimmy's Super Bowl party, it would be all men.
That's right.
No women will be allowed because it's football. And we go,
and none of us weird. Wearing shirts.
I would give a used cigar butt to know the type of mind that comes up with that type of post. It's very, very odd.
They think way
strange.
Too much. They think an awful lot.
But I can also understand when somebody's not in the game, Carla gets concerned when she, what does that mean? I said, honey, if you start obsessing about that, if you worry about that, you're in very deep trouble.
I saw that news for the very first time in the trades. And I texted Tony, I said, congratulations. This is phenomenal news. And this, just before the holiday. So it was easy to miss because it was announced before the holiday.
During the holidays.
Well, what's good about it, and I haven't had a chance to, and maybe we can get Tony to come on the show and talk about it because I'd love to.
Tight schedule
to get him
these
to
days.
Promote. Yeah, he doesn't have any room to do anything. You know what? Book Gary Stein. And I am as serious as serious
Let's
can be.
Gary's on the phone right now. No, I'm kidding.
Rob, I will call him today. God is my book, Gary Stein, and we'll ask him how betrayed he feels. That'll be when you said he didn't handle
tonight,
it well.
I will be betrayed three times.
Did he? What you said?
No, they're
to
doing.
Him on this
they're doing
show.
A lot of shtick about
schtick.
It. A lot
he was
of
so happy.
About it, yeah,
and Gary's got his own irons in the fire.
Yeah, he's a private investigator, so he's good.
You know, I wonder what Tony's like on Friday, though, after the, it's like, hey, great week of shows. And then you don't have that download moment. And you got to come back on and be on that magic box.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how long I've known that his first love is doing the silly crap that we do. He's always, always, always loved that. And they have maintained a friendship for years and years and years. And the thing about Donnie is that Donnie is an ultimate survivor in the business. And I wish these guys nothing but the best. I'm not familiar with Donnie's show. Is Donnie still playing the hits on?
He is, but he gets to play whatever he likes. And what is really cool, and they say it on this week's episode of the Tony Perkins Show, is that when he stepped
Are
out
you
of
okay?
the, I'm fine. I'm fine. When he stepped out and stopped doing the show for a while and was on hiatus.
Do you know the three of us that have had the
all three of us
today?
Yeah.
All three of us. I didn't even party on the weekend.
He had Tony had him in to do the podcast about 3 years ago. And he said, Donnie said, that's what made him want to start chasing radio again because he saw how fun it could
be. And by the way,
Donnie said that's what made him want to start chasing radio again. Is that Donnie or is, no, I'm just trying to clear up the misnomer here.
So was Tony that Donnie had or Tony guess.
Said that?
Tony, when Tony had Donnie on 3 years ago, that's right. What sort of relit the fire within Donnie
to want to do radio.
He said podcast that made him want to do it, and so that's why it seems so natural for Tony to join him again. Yeah,
all right.
And
okay, that's
Tony
cool.
was also the MC at Donnie's 40th anniversary at the Warner Theater, where I think at that point it all clicked.
Yeah,
if I was going to even think of a moment where they should be working together.
Good. Well, I wish those guys nothing but the best, and I hope the for Gary's sake and for our listeners' sake and the people that like that show, I hope that the Tony Perkins Show continues on the Moore Network.
I really, if anything, they're just doubling down. They recorded two shows on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, I wish them nothing but the best.
I mean, look, if you're leaving, you're not recording any more shows.
Yeah, well, it doesn't. I hope they're staying. And if they're not, that's fine too. No, I don't want them to leave.
Off chance. Let's just play devil's advocate for a second. If they leave,
why would I want them to leave?
I don't know.
Who gets custody of Rob Ford?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
Oh, we have to ask Rob Ford. We have to bring Rofo in if Gary's going to be on the show. Just to say, all right, hey,
the handler.
How do you feel?
The handler.
Rofo on Friday night went to dinner with Gary. They both went to Fox 5. And on Tony's final broadcast to just be there for him, be there with him as a news anchor. And then Gary is a kind man. And this is when I say that men always try to hit on, and he wasn't hitting on Rofo, but he's got this attraction to older men, or older men are attracted to him. Gary says, hey, Rofo, if you got to work at the show tomorrow, instead of driving all the way home to Manassas or wherever you live, why don't you just crash at my place?
Oh, boy.
And then I said, Rofo, what did you say at that moment? And I'm getting the story from Gary and Rofo in studio, right?
Why don't you just come and to the hotel?
When you asked Rob Ford to sleep in your hotel room, as a friend, clearly a mentor, so he doesn't have to drive all the way back in and he's got a lot of work to do the next morning, I get it. Did you think that maybe that was just a little awkward for Rofo? And he goes, no, because he looked like he wanted to, but he had to get home to his girlfriend.
That's fantastic. In other words, he was begging for it.
Yeah.
Good luck to Tony and Donnie, good friends of our show, and we wish them the very best. And for Gary Stein's sake and for Rofo's sake, I hope that the Tony Perkins Show on this network continues forever and ever, and I found out yesterday. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll have that should tell you all you need to know. We'll come back and have news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, Chris Freitz here. This week on Political Persuasions, Mike and I break down Fire and Fury, the best-selling book that goes inside the Trump White House. We tell you how the author was able to get a seat on the couch inside the West Wing. It's a little something called beat greasers, and it's a trick journalists use. We'll also go behind the scenes of the White House. What's it like behind the podium? And we'll also talk to you about Trump's mental acuity. Is the 25th Amendment really a thing? This week on Political Persuasions, download it on iTunes, Stitcher, or MikeOMaraShow.com.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, Political Persuasions.
Tell Freights I'm going to be screaming a lot this week. I'm going to be screaming.
Really?
Yeah, I've had it. I'm fed up. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Equip. Not hit him. I'll be just screaming about the world we live in. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but most of us still don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today because now there's Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed the toothbrush but without being without having the big price tag.
Yeah.
Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named as one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on
Oprah
2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush.
News.
Dolores O'Riordan. Rob was playing a clip from the Cranberries. She is from the Irish rock band, the Cranberries. She passed away suddenly yesterday. She was only 46. There is no cause of death yet. Her body was found at a hotel in Westminster, England, early in the morning, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. And I was more affected by this than I expected. I love the Cranberries when they first came out.
So unique.
Her
publicist
said she was in London for a recording session, but she didn't say anything beyond that. For what it's worth, unnamed friends told TMZ that Dolores had been, quote, dreadfully depressed in recent weeks and was also suffering from back pain. Neither of those things would be surprising. Back in 2014, she talked about how she suffered from, quote, terrible self-loathing and admitted that she tried to overdose the previous year. She said, quote, it manifested itself in my behavior and the pathologies I began to develop in my early adult life, such as my eating disorder, depression, and eventually the breakdowns. She'd also talked about how she was sexually abused for 4 years as a child. But things seemed to be getting back on track. Just last year, the Cranberries released Something Else, an album with new versions of their previous hits like Linger, Dream, Zombie, and When You're Gone. Last year, Dolores said, I have bipolar disorder, so I've experienced extremes throughout my life, but I was only diagnosed 2 years ago. There are two ends of the spectrum. You can get extremely depressed and dark and lose interest in the things you love to do, and then you get super manic. When you're manic, you don't sleep and get very paranoid, so I'm dealing with it with medication. As for the back pain, the Cranberries had announced a reunion tour last spring, but they canceled it in July because Dolores was having issues with it. She did feel a bit better by the end of the year and did some small gigs. So that's just sad, sad.
Too
sad
young.
When somebody's got that talent, and there was a magical quality to her voice, and she did that kind of yodeling thing with that. And
real bummer.
I think it sucks. And I played her music yesterday and realized how much I truly, truly enjoyed it. Now to some better news. Danica Patrick has finally admitted that she's dating Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
There's only one problem. She's a Bears fan. Ooh.
Whoa.
But it sounds like she might be switching allegiances. Danica and Aaron first met at the ESPYs in 2012. At that time, she told him she would always root for him as a player. She must be a real Bears fan if she's saying stuff like that. Now she says, quote, I am probably going to cheer for the whole team. Take out the word probably. Now I'm going to cheer for the whole team. That's funny. Must be a real Bears fan. But by the way, Saints fans. Oh, my God. That game against Minnesota was what a heartbreak for the Saints.
Maryland
for the Vikings
grad, Diggs, the receiver. And
Stephon
also,
Diggs is a Marylander? Is he a Terp?
He's a Terp.
I didn't know
he
that.
He also went to Good Counsel High School, so he's a local kid as well. Pretty amazing. Yeah.
And by the way, they teach you from your Little League football programs, tackle, tackle, tackle.
Yes.
Okay. You ain't going to make a tackle like that.
Watching that live, I was at my parents' house, my foreign
parents.
That
was incredible. Mm-hmm. I watched that probably from about the beginning of the third quarter on.
What a great game. And I remember jumping up and down, trying to explain to the foreigners what was going on.
Yeah.
said, this is why I wish we assimilated. Nobody understands what just happened.
Their concern was this was going to mess up the movie tickets?
No. Shannon was thinking about why the guy says, go.
Okay.
By the way, the Minnesota game balanced out the New England Titans game, which was just like, I mean, really? I mean, that's the effort you put forward with your offensive line for Tennessee? I mean, come on. And a great game with Philadelphia, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there were some good ones, but, you know, it's just... I don't know. I'll talk about it tomorrow. The whole New England thing. You know, I'm a New Englander, but I'm a Central Connecticut fan. I went north for my baseball. I went south for my football. So that's why I was a Giants fan. But just the New England Patriots fans really annoy me. Thank you very much. Earl Blue owns VIP Protective Services, a company hired to provide security on the set of House of Cards in 2012. And he says Kevin Spacey was openly racist to black employees. He says Kevin refused to acknowledge them, wouldn't shake hands with them, and was once overheard saying, quote, I don't want N-words watching my trailer. I don't know. This is interesting. Earl says that when he complained, he was told, quote, that's just the way he is. We've got to keep him happy. And even though producers were happy with their work, VIP's contract was not renewed, supposedly because Spacey wanted them fired. Earl says this cost the company millions, and he plans to sue Kevin Spacey.
No.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
That doesn't sound a like it might have. We might have heard about this already if this was an issue.
Next time you feel like you have to sneeze, don't try to hold it in, even if you're in a meeting or on a date or in another situation where you might not want to let it fly. Just sneeze, or you could make your body explode. I'm just reading it. Doctors just published the case of a 34-year-old guy in the BMJ Case Reports Journal. The guy recently went to the emergency room in Leicester, England with a swollen neck and trouble swallowing.
Hey, what's your problem?
I got a swollen neck. It turned out he tried to stop a sneeze by pinching his nose and closing his mouth, but the sneeze wound up rupturing the back of his throat. He needed a week of treatment in the hospital, which included eating through a feeding tube. The doctors say that sneezes come out at about 150 miles per hour, so keeping that pressure in can potentially cause problems. And sure, it's rare, but you don't want to be one of the few people that it does happen to, like Stephen.
Hello.
With his swollen neck.
I ruptured me throat. I got a ruptured throat.
It may be a long time until we close the wage gap, but at least we're already closing the, break me off a piece of that gap.
Oh.
According to a new study, women ogle men just as much as men ogle women. What do you think of that? The researchers say that, I don't know why I got that. The researchers say that both genders equally objectify each other and make snap judgments based on what they see. The study also found that single heterosexual people are most likely to stare at people of the opposite sex.
Ooh.
Pony, what do you think?
I think that sounds like a good idea.
But married people. He even gives the standard answers we're expecting from him when he's not listening.
Yeah, you know, we could really just build a pony soundboard and then give him the day off.
That's absolutely. That'd be fine.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Married people check out people who are the same sex. Why? They want to see if there's someone around who their significant other might be tempted to cheat with.
Ooh. I think that's a good idea.
It's when you fire the nanny.
The French nanny.
Every time I see a hot nanny, I'm like, she's got 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Now a little something something. If you're at the gym trying to work out, but some dude is trying to talk to you and you want a nice passive-aggressive way to get rid of him, here's the hot new move. Listen up. Last week, an author named Olivia Cole tweeted about an interaction she witnessed at the gym where a woman got a guy to go away by pretending to break wind. As he came over, she said, Oh, you might not want to come over here, dude. I just farted. It's bad. And now lots of other women have been tweeting about how they're successfully using the same technique. We live in interesting times, people. By the way, if the guy seems more interested after you tell him that you just farted, you might want to call security. I'll be right over.
Hey, I'll be right over, and I just got a gig reviewing movies for the Mike O'Mara Show.
We'll take a break, come back with more fun. Hey, it would be more like, that's okay. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Mara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun.
The previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed.
There may or may not be working bathroom.
You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast.
Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons.
Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry.
Todd Moore will be tall.
Adrian will be short.
The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It sure is cold. Oh, Winter's here, and that's no lie. You can fire up a dozen kerosene heaters, and old man Winter will still bite you on the ass. What's the solution?
What?
Warm yourself from within. Experience the soft tropical warmth that envelops your body when you subscribe to the bonus show. Experience the delightful show. You feel the balmy, sultry coziness. The kind of comfort that only a bonus show can provide or so. Buy it, give it, share the toasty goodness of laughter. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. And then you can tell your furnace to go to hell. Because the bonus show is keeping you warm this winter. F you, HVAC. Kiss my ass. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and more, please. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. And it makes a great gift. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, January 16th. 2018. Just to be clear, it's going to be Philadelphia and Minnesota and the Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Find out.
I seldom post a celebrity death on your Facebook page, but I associate this guy with you because you did him on a television show once, and he is also one of the great voices of all time. Keith Jackson passed on Saturday, I believe.
Yep.
And you did him on the show Yes, Dear.
Whoa, Nelly!
Calling yes, duck and bowling.
Yeah, the Crimson Tide. Yes, sir. Oh, boy, I tell you, they got the big uglies up front for the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
A lot of people associate him with college football, but a lot of people don't know he was one of the original voices of Monday Night Football.
Oh, wow.
And he's been at it a long time.
He's just a classy guy.
The best. They asked him on a, after he retired, they asked him where he came up with his catchphrase, Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly came from my great-grandpa. He was a farmer. He was a whistler, one of these guys. He was always working and always busy, but he really didn't whistle. He just kind of, one of those, you know? Uh-huh. And then he would do something or drop something or whatever, and oftentimes you'd hear him say, Whoa, Nelly, whoa, Nelly. And it's kind of stuck to the little scruffy kid following him around. And
You mentioned that he was so cool. A class act, and nothing better said than this when he talks about his announcing philosophy. He said as he got older as an announcer, he would use more colloquialisms, more phrases for color, but that never got in the way of his prime directive.
And if you make it interesting enough, they may not know what you just said, but they'll look it up. And the older I got, the more willing I was to go back into the Southern vernacular because some of it's funny. But the one thing you can't ever forget, the playing field is the property of the players and the coaches. It is not to be used by some fat-butted announcer trying to make a name for himself.
Pretty great. Pretty
bingo.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you something. That directive ought to be followed by NFL color analysis, analysts, rather, especially the younger guys, that the overzealous younger guys that are coming into the league. And, we lived it with Matt Elliott when he was auditioning that, you know, this is an MO for all these guys. You know, the playing career is about an average of 4 to 5 years for NFL players. So they've got this, you know,
28,
the guys,
29 coming out.
They're 28. Yeah, yeah. They're thinking, what am I going to do next? Yeah. And they're going to go into this. And you get guys that, can have incredible careers. Troy Aikman, Chris Collinsworth. You get guys like this. But they're the guys that are so testosterone-laden, and they just can't shut their mouths. And I want to watch a game, and I want it to be chill. And John Madden and Pat Summerall were the best at it.
Yep,
and
you're right.
By the way, and John Madden was the funniest guy and made a name for himself being a color guy, but he did it because he was not over. He never overdid it.
No.
And right. And that, I wish they'd all remember that. You heard what Keith Jackson said. Pay attention to that. It's important.
Now, sometimes I think zeal is good. And sometimes when you're watching a football game, the TV call is what you hear, but you miss out. The radio call is sometimes where the real excitement is. You talked about the phenomenal ending of that Vikings game. Here's Paul Allen doing the radio call for Minnesota.
And, I haven't heard it. This
and
is
this
cool.
Is he's pretty over the top. This guy likes his Vikings.
24-23 Saints. Vikings at their own 39. It's third down. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay alive!
Oh my God!
Loose.
Oh my God!
30,
no,
10,
touchdown!
Are you kidding
what
me?
A miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
No way!
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings.
His I hate to use it, his color guy shit all over it.
Yeah, you're right.
His
you're
color
exactly
guy
right.
completely wrecked it. Mm-hmm. That they should have let the play-by-play guy go. I know he was excited, but, you know, nice to, you know, I just wish they could all be like Washington, D.C. and have professional broadcasts.
Hard to really test their mettle when they don't have anything to get excited about.
Also, the name of that play, do you guys know the name of that play that they played?
No.
It's called Heaven.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what the name of that play is.
That's the play in the playbook.
For the Minnesota playbook, it's called Heaven.
Wow.
Oh my God. And you know what it's called in the Saints playbook? It's called missed tackle. I mean, missed tackle, like the guy tackled air. Okay? Come on.
Last tape, did anyone pop on the Netflix and watch Letterman's interview with Obama?
I did watch the entire thing.
Fascinating. Wasn't it great? Even Julia was held rapt attention, and she's not a talk show person. This is one of my favorite moments from it. Letterman talking about one time when he was invited to a party at the White House and sort of got the courage up to introduce himself to Malia, the first daughter. And this is the story.
I just want to say hello. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I go over and I say, you don't know who I am. I know your mother and father. My name is Dave Letterman, and I'm very happy to be here. At the party, and thank you for inviting me to the party. And she says, yeah, you look like a guy who really knows how to party.
highly recommended interview, worth your time.
It is a great format for him. It is chill, and it is the right amount of time. I think, you know, as somebody was saying, don't come back. It's a good vehicle for him.
I agree.
To have him back on television. And, you know, with new media, where we all reinvent ourselves. It's really, really exciting.
Meanwhile, Paul Schaefer's blowing on his soup.
Paul Schaefer did the music for the new show, by the way.
Did he really? I did not see that in the cards.
You didn't know that.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Anyway, that's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our app today. Get the 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, Wide Open Wednesday.
Yes.
We will see you then. For Oscar and Rob, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.